Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. Oh, Cox. I apologize to LGB community for his past attitude. You know what I think that is? I don't think it's necessarily a change in his heart. I think he just I think he's coming out. I do. I think he's coming out. I think that's what it is. I think this is the eventual coming out. Speaking of coming out, where's Lindsey Graham? Where's Lindsey Graham on this whole John McCain controversy? Do you guys know? Huh? Where's Lindsey Graham? Where's Lindsey Graham? Isn't it strange? Isn't it just really strange? There's silence from Lindsey Graham on this shooting. Like, you haven't heard Lindsey Graham chime in at all on this Orlando shooting and the whole gay club and is this done because of basically gay bashing and so forth and so on. You haven't heard Lindsey Graham chime in on that, and you haven't heard Lindsey Graham chime in on the John McCain Obama controversy. Isn't that strange? Isn't it strange? Come on, man. You gonna tell me that's not strange? You gonna tell me that's not bizarre? It's no Lindsey Graham. No matter what Trump does, Lindsey Graham's there to comment. If Trump farts, Lindsey Graham's there to talk about his fart. But on these two things, there's no Lindsey Graham. There's no Lindsey Graham chiming in with his awesome wisdom. No, the hell's Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham is missing in action. Huh? What's going on? Why is Lindsey Graham missing? Just throwing it out there, my friends. Lindsey's missing. Lindsey's missing. We need to put up missing posters. Huh? We need to put up missing posters. Huh? Missing Lindsey Graham. Oh, man. Missing. 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 Where's missing? So yesterday when we talked about McCain having balls, you know what? I think I know where Lindsey Graham is. I think Lindsey Graham is hiding with John McCain's balls. Because he had balls yesterday. He did. McCain had balls yesterday when he came out and said Obama was responsible for the shooting in Orlando. So he's wandering through the halls, all cranky and aggravated, and a reporter grabs him. He's like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And McCain, he's like our version of Bob Dole. I gotta tell you, Obama. And you know what's? You want to know what's messed up? Here's what's messed up. Here's a little of what's messed up. Just a smidgen. If you listen to the audio tape, it's not just a quick Obama is responsible. He does go into like this whole thing. President Obama is responsible for what happened in Orlando. His policies. So then he goes on, but of course, the media just ran with John McCain says Obama's responsible. But regardless, McCain says what he says, and then instantly, the media just, wow, they just go cuckoo. They just go cuckoo, like over the top cuckoo. Over the top, like way over the top cuckoo. And just like any good, weak, pathetic publican, he frantically walked everything back. Frantically walked everything back. And then, on top of frantically walking everything back, I had the woman that is running against him just give him a slap. I mean, she just slapped him repeatedly. Like, repeatedly. She put out a press release saying John McCain is... I mean, basically, she did the whole, you're unhinged, you're crazy, you're a warmonger, you're bomb, 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 bomb Iran. I mean, she just tore into him. Just tore into him. Still, he's still walking back what he said. He's giving people interviews to clarify his comments. What I meant to say, and this I misspoke. Instead of just standing, just standing up straight, just saying, you know what, I'm old as dirt. I'm old. I mean, do some of these guys, let me ask you guys this, do some of these guys just want to die in office? Seriously. Do some of these, do you realize if John McCain gets reelected, if he gets reelected, do you realize that he'll be in his 80s? Does he just want to die in Congress? I mean, he's got money. He's got millions and millions of dollars. He's got millions of dollars. He can't. he can't. Yeah, sure, he can. But running for president's over. He ain't running for president again. Since he ran for president to today, what meaningful legislation, like, what has John McCain spearheaded? I mean, seriously, what has John McCain spearheaded? What legislation has come out of his little old creepy hands? Yeah? What, I mean, what has he done? What is it? So it's not like he's making change. Does he want to die in office? Is that the gimmick? He just wants to die as a senator? I just don't get it. I don't get it. He's walking back these statements. Instead of just standing straight up going, listen, I'm part of the intelligence committee. I know what's going on, and this president failed. He's failing us. The Democrats are failing. If we get a Hillary Clinton in this, she's disaster. I mean, this was his chance. This was his chance at redemption. It really was. This was his chance at redemption. This is him going, all right, guys, I know I messed up in 08. I know I should have won that. I've been in the game long enough. I know I should have won that. I know the things I should have said. I know the things I should have done. I know the things I should have let the super PACs do. I mean, because of my failure, we've had 7.5 years. We've had 7.5 years. Forget 2012. Forget Romney. He was a joke. I mean, if you compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges, I mean, you can't get any more qualified than the Keating Six over there in McCain. When he ran, that was like Hillary. Seriously, I mean, here's this guy that's been in the Senate for 8 trillion years, the war hero. I'm not saying that Hillary was a war hero or any of those things, but I'm just saying somebody that's been, you know, in the mix at every level. For the better part of their adult life. I mean, that was McCain. You know, he's that guy. Nobody could say, well, do you really feel comfortable with this inexperienced man behind the helm? So this is McCain's time. All right, I'm doing it for my party. I'm doing it for the people that support me. I'm doing it for all of you. And instead, he took his balls. He gave them to Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham stuffed the balls in his purse and took off. Now Lindsey Graham's hiding somewhere with John McCain's balls. Oh, God. I know it's horrible. I know it's horrible. I'm horrible. I know. All right. All right. Let's just take a quick break for just 1 second. And let's just remind everybody at how sensitive Hillary Clinton is when it comes to race.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce in my bag, Swag?
Hot
That's us.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes.
Okay. No, seriously. Hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce. A lot of raw peppers and hot sauce.
That's why you're coughing. You might need to slow down.
Yeah, I'm having a rebellion against it. Because I think it keeps my immune system strong. Oh. I really do. I think hot sauce is good for you.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.